Location, speakers, and more information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBU Community Radio is proud to present Arresting Power, Resisting Police Violence in Portland, Oregon, as part of the KBU at the Clinton monthly film series. Arresting Power documents the history of conflict between the Portland police and community members throughout the past 50 years and creates a space for understanding the impacts of police violence and imagining a world without police. Again, that's Arresting Power, Thursday, September 10th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Dave Mazza, and you're listening to Voices from the Edge. Joanne will be back next week. She's missing out on a great program. It's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, most importantly, we want to remind you, membership drive, that time of the year when we come to you and say, it's time to help us continue make this wonderful organization, KBU, keep going by giving us support. And you're going to hear from some of our folks later in the program about doing that. But in the meantime, if you got a little extra time, go to 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. And talk to one of our wonderful volunteers about either becoming a member if you're not a member yet, and shame on you if you're not a member and you're listening to this program, or you can, of course, renew your membership, maybe even boost it up a little bit. Also go to kboo.fm/give if you're online, maybe you're at work already. You can go ahead and make a contribution there. But we'll talk a little more in this program about the importance of doing that. Meanwhile, I want to tell you about what we're going to be doing this morning. We got Greg Palast on the phone. As you know, Greg Palast, the most dangerous journalist in America. He's the man who blew the lid on the Republicans' attempt to steal voters' votes several cycles back down in Florida and elsewhere. He's the man who blew the lid on the BP Horizon event, which we're still living with, the contamination in the Gulf area, and he continues to poke and dig where the power doesn't want him to do so. He's a national asset, and we're lucky enough to have him with us this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Hey,
how you doing, man?
I've been called a national asset without the ET, but it's okay.
We will never drop the ET when we talk about you.
And I hope Joanne's either on vacation having a lot of fun, but if she's out with a cold or something, get better.
I think she's actually out doing the good fight for the NAACP. So, Joanne, okay. She never takes a day off. So,
okay.
But anyway, and I just want to say to listeners, we do have scheduled Ted Rowell, but we are, we're talking to them right now. There's something going on, but we'll get back to you on that as well. Greg, so what's going on? What's the latest in skullduggery by the powers that be.
It never ends. And actually, the reason I asked that Ted come on with me is that Ted Rahl, who is the, you know, he's what I call an investigative cartoonist. He does brilliant journalism, but usually done in cartoon form. And I want him on for two reasons. First, he was, by the way, just named a fellow of the Palace Investigative Fund. I have a foundation that supports investigative journalism, and here's an investigative penman, so I love that.
Great.
But, in fact, many of you, the last premium we had was Billionaires and Ballot Bandits about, the overstuffed money ballot box bandits.
Mm-hmm.
That was illustrated with a comic book by Ted Rahl.
Right.
And one of the issues I want to bring up today is, as you know, there's been an awful lot of attention, finally, thanks to cell phones, basically, that young black men are being shot in the back, beat on the head, et cetera, that this kind of, it's not a new epidemic, it's just it's an epidemic of exposure. We've had this problem of racist, violent cops for a very, very long time. And one of the journalists, most courageous journalists in exposing this consistently, is Ted Rahl. And I have to tell you, because of a pressure from a whole smear campaign run by the Los Angeles Police Department, the LAPD, Ted Rahl was fired from his post as a columnist and cartoonist for the Los Angeles Times. So the LA Times basically threw Ted, overboard because of the LAPD. And this is a whole new dangerous thing. Now, as you know, for those of you who know Greg Palast, I can't, even though, interestingly, the Los Angeles Times ran a whole profile on me, because I'm from LA, about how the local boy makes good is one of the best, according to them, one of the most important investigative reporters in the world. True or not, that's what they believed. I said, oh, great, you think I'm one of the best reporters in the world? They did a whole profile of me, with Greg Palast. And I said, so why don't you hire me as a reporter? They weren't going to do that, because no American station will accept. I work for BBC Television. I work for Al Jazeera. I work for the Guardian newspapers. And in other words, my work has to go into exile, because real investigative reporting that pulls the pants down on the ruling class is not going to get an airing in America, except on KBOO.
Well, there you go. I was just going to mention that.
By the way, I don't get paid for this. I ask that anytime KBOO has a fundraiser, I want to be on the air, because I think it's one of the most important things you can do. People say, well, what do we do about violent racist cops? What do we do about mad wars that are bankrupting us and bleeding the world to death? We have a migrant crisis. I say European migration crisis. No, it isn't. It's a world crisis, and just it's a crisis for Europeans suddenly, because they suddenly have a backwash of the evils that they have done have now arrived at their shores. Where are you going to get this information? What can you do about it? You can keep open the true voice of America, the electronic signal that cuts through the media Berlin wall, KBOO, and if you call 1-800, what's the number?
Okay, it is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 is the number.
Now, as an investigative reporter, I'm going to guess that 5266 is KBOO.
I know, but you know why I don't give that out? Because I'm always like, okay, the K is a what now? A 5? And I just like numbers myself. But yes, 877-500-KBOO.
And if you give an out, here's the thing. Brand new, hot off the presses, is Ted Rahl's amazing biography of Edward Snowden biography, called, interestingly enough, Snowden, by Ted Rahl. It's in a trade paperback, and it is done in wonderful full-color cartoon style. So it's actually the comic book bio of Snowden, but it is one of the most serious, important, killer, even though Ted always has a lot of humor in it. It's an absolutely killer book. It's like 250 pages of great cartoon biography. You want this, and you get this as a premium. You get this as a premium if you call 877 508-KBOO, 877-508-KBOO, 877-508-KBOO. Please call that number. Make a minimum donation of?
Well, for Ted's book, it's a minimum pledge of $75, which makes people a sustainer, which is what we're really wanting. You know, we need people to step up and help us build this sustainable foundation for the organization. And to talk a little bit more about that, I'm going to bring Joe Uris in on the conversation because he's sitting out there staring at me, giving me kind of a stinky eye look. I'm not sure what that's about, but we'll find out, Joe. What's going on?
Well, first of all, hi, Greg.
Hey.
It's good to hear you again. I want to mention the fact that the number got kind of garbled here. I want to take care of that right off the bat. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And I want to emphasize the importance of a monthly contribution. It helps us financially, but moreover, it's virtually painless for you. You can give a lot more for a lot less if you can do this by month. $5 a month, $10 a month, $15, $20 a month, all very good. And I also want to emphasize the fact that Greg's participation, that Ted Rawls' participation, that all of our participation is volunteer. We didn't slip you any money, did we?
No, I was going to bill you, but I figured.
No,
I figure what the heck. But yeah, I mean, that, by the way, that's an important point. See, because we just found out that the commercial guys, like Ted, just got fired by the L.A. Times. The L.A. Times says I'm the one of the greatest reporters in the world, but they wouldn't hire me for, you know, forget it, right? So
yeah.
if you want unbought, unbossed radio, if you want the real thing. If you, and also, you know, great shows, great music, there's all kinds of stuff besides the news you can't get anywhere else, the real news, the raw news. You have to call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-565, you better give it to me.
5266.
877-500-5266.
You got it.
Make that minimum donation of $75. Tell them Greg sent you. I want that to say, I want that Ted Rawl, Ed Snowden comic book biography. It's a killer. It's a killer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, actually, it's kind of bad to call it just a comic book, you know, because I read through it. It's really a novel. I mean, he goes into a lot of the kind of the background of Snowden and what made him the type of person who, amongst all those other folks that he worked with, the type of person who stepped up and said, I got to do something about this. So
think about it a minute. And that's how it works. It's one person at a time who finally says, who realizes they're inside some machine, and they don't want to be they don't want to be a cog in that murder machine, and that's what he was, and he took a stance. I'm not asking you to put your career on the line. I'm not asking you to have to live in an airport in Moscow for a year. I'm asking you to simply dial 877-500-5266.
There you go.
Donate a minimum of $75. Make it $100. There's no law against that. It's all tax deductible. Better for Ted's book Snowden than, you know, for a drone, because it's tax deductible. So just think of it this way: every time you donate to KBOO, they can't have a drone flight. You know, think of it that way. Okay? It's like an angel crying or something like that. You know, it's like, so this is, you know, so you're getting a lot of great applause. I'm looking at a little statue of Buddha. He's already clapping. He claps every time someone calls in. So please call in 877-500-5266 KBOO. Let me tell you what happened with if you want to know what kind of guy Ted Rawl is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing these cartoons exposing and writing columns exposing the Los Angeles Police Department, which has, I grew up in L.A., and compared to other places I've been, Chicago, terrible reputation with the police. You know, 68 beat up all the kids, New York, et cetera. But I've never found a place where the police are more brutal and racist,
I mean, yeah,
blunt than Los Angeles, of any big city. And Ted was willing to take on this thing. And so what he did was he said, here, you'll love this story. Okay, Ted wrote a little column. He says, you know, they're just over the top, the LAPD. And one of the things that they do is, you know, like, LAPD will arrest people for jaywalking. And he just says, you know, it's like over the, you know, so he says, like, you know, he was caught. He was actually filming Politically Incorrect, walked out of the street and walked across a little street in Hollywood and got thrown up against a wall and handcuffed for jaywalking. Okay, he broke the law, and he got handcuffed, and a crowd of people gathered around, started yelling at the cops. Why are you, and they actually started saying nasty, pretty nasty things to the cops, but they were, the whole crowd yelling, why are you arresting this guy and handcuffing him, throwing against him against the wall for jaywalking? And the LAPD claimed to have a tape of the arrest, and they gave the Los Angeles Times a tape of the arrest, and they said there was no crowd, there were no handcuffs, Ted Rolfe fabricated this whole story. Now, I said, Ted, if you made this up, you're going to be fired by my foundation. You're going to be fired by everyone. And the L.A. Times fired him. Okay? They said, Ted Rolfe fabricated this story. We got a tape from the LAPD. But I said, but first, get the tape, get the audio, and have an audio expert listen to it. And sure enough, someone had muffled it. It was just like Richard Nixon eliminating that 18 minutes. Someone had muffled the tape. When they recovered the original sound, you had a huge screaming crowd yelling, take off the handcuffs. So they fired him because they said there was no crowd and there were no handcuffs. In fact, the tape that the LAPD actually turned over, it talked about, it had all the handcuffs, the screaming crowd, the whole thing.
Yeah,
in other words, they had lied. They had tampered with the tape, the LAPD. They had lied. And then I called editors who I know at the L.A. Times and said, now that you know that the LAPD fabricated this entire story to get rid of one of their top critics, are you going to give Ted back his job with an apology? And they said no. They said no. Because the publisher of the L.A. Times is a right-wing freak billionaire named Beitner. Now, here's an interesting thing. Last week, the parent company, the Tribune Company, fired Beitner when this whole thing came out, but they still won't apologize to Rahl, even though Rahl has posted the original. You go to gregpalace.com, and you can hear the tape yourself with the handcuffs and the crowd that they said didn't exist. It was this and others. And the most dangerous thing about this is when a media outlet lets a target of investigation remove the investigator, that is the end of the line. And that's why you need KABU, because KABU didn't fire Ted Rolfe. KABU's actually saying, we want to use his book, Snowden, as a premium. We want Ted Rolfe on the
air.
We want Greg Palast on the air. And if you want us on the air, if you want to make sure that Ted Rolfe is not silenced, and you want to see what that investigative pen can produce, it's an enjoyable way to get good investigative reporting. You're going to call 877. Do this right now, guys. Please. 877. 500-5266. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU. $75 minimum donation. You'll get Rahl's brilliant investigative cartoon biography of Ed Snowden called Snowden. Say, I want the Snowden book by Ted Rahl. $75 minimum donation. Tax deductible. You can't beat that. And you get my thanks for keeping Ted's voice out there and alive. This is the only way we do it, if we own our own media. That's the only way we're going to do it. If we have to rely on the LA Times and that and these big corporate media outlets, we're doomed.
We're doomed. Exactly. Exactly. And you know, I just want to insert here, you know, we seem to be talking about Ted Rahl in the third person here. He is alive and well. We've gotten word that he may be having some family emergency. So we're hoping he'll be able to join us here in just a little bit, but we haven't quite gotten that confirmed yet. But in the meantime,
the most important thing is that not only that he come to us, but important that we go to him, get his book, Snowden. It's brilliant. It's wonderful. And, you know, like I say, one of the reasons in my last book, which is, you know, New York Times bestseller, because until Patriot Act 3, they can't stop me from publishing books, is I made sure that Ted Rahl didn't just illustrate it. He put in a 48-page comic book in the middle of that book. He's, by the way, the winner of the Robert F. Kennedy Journalism.
Exactly, yeah.
Journalism Award. So you're talking about a cartoonist who's actually won major investigative journalist awards. He just happens to do his stuff in cartoon form so that you will enjoy it. You can read through it quickly, but you will know you will be a lot smarter and more handsome and richer.
Life will just become better for you. Bluebirds will sing.
Right, exactly.
Joe knows about this.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. And in fact, I know It's a real love magnet. If you walk around with that Snowden book in your pocket, people
it's
know
absolutely that. True. In fact, I can just testify to the fact that supporting KBOO creates an aura around you that is irresistible to whomever you want to find irresistible to you. That was really awkward. And I have to say that even if that doesn't happen, you've done a good thing. Surviving in this society, fighting the good fight, creating a climate where people are aware of dangers, where climate change, where aggressive wars, fascist behaviors by countries, let's admit it, like the United States, are checked by democracy itself, it's very, very important. And KBOO has for many, many years been in that fight. And right now, we're going to ask you to make a contribution. This is the moment. This is the chance. This is the existentially significant opportunity. We want you to make a contribution. All you have to do, of course, a monthly contribution is the desired amount, but it could be $100. It could be $65. It could be whatever you can afford. But monthly would be very cool. Just call us, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You know, that's actually cable. We want you committed to this station, not just because you listen, but because you know its value and you're willing to make a significant, based on your income, contribution to the survival of this key element in the great struggle to build democracy and to save, this is not an exaggeration, to save the world.
Right, and again,
by the way, I'm gonna add a sweetener in.
A sweetener?
A sweetener.
If anyone calls, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay, if anyone calls during this program, this is Greg Palast speaking. Not only will you get Snowden's for the $75 minimum donation, not only will you get the cartoon biography. I like the word comic, but people say, oh, graphic biography, you know, graphic nonfiction. I mean, it's so pretentious. I love calling it a comic book. Why should comic books be stupid? Why can't they be good brain food, too? And it's enjoyable, that's all. You know, it's like, you know, a good meal should taste good, right? A good book should read well, and this does, and it's fascinating. But I will throw this in. No charge. There's a real comic book that was written by myself, Greg Palast, illustrated by Ted Rall and a couple of other great cartoon artists, and Bobby Kennedy. The three of us got together and wrote a comic book called Steal Back Your Vote about the vote theft. You know, a lot of people know Greg Palast is the guy that busted Catherine Harris for removing tens of thousands of black folk from the voter rolls, calling them felons back in 2000. And their only crime was voting while black. And, you know, and that's how we ended up with W as president and in the war in Iraq. And this is a book that gives you all their latest tricks. It's a comic book. Again, it's, you know, I call it a comic book. Yeah, it's great investigative reporting, and it's great explanation of how they're shoplifting the election with the great voice of Bobby Kennedy in there, too. And, but, you know, just a wonderful comic book, and I'll throw that in. Steal Back Your Vote for gratis. I'll send all the stations to tell me how many. We'll get them to you. Just stuff them in with the book.
Wait a minute. You're going to throw in an extra item?
That's right.
Yeah. And all people have to do is make a contribution to KBOO.
They just need to call 877-500-5266.
What a deal!
Yeah, 877-500-5266. And we'll throw in the kitchen knives for nothing. No.
Right. But the Kranzus.
Part of it is I want people to really see Ted Rall's full line of work. I mean, and this is amazing, important stuff. And he's helping me expose. In fact, I've just decided after reviewing the tape, I was going to fire Rall, too. If he made up a story, we have a kind of zero tolerance for fabrication of news. You know, I don't care how minor. I don't care if it's about jaywalking. But when I found out that tape was tampered with, and I got the original stuff, I'm the one who told him that you better get experts on it. We got experts on it. When we found out the LAPD had actually mucked with the tape, and when we got the original audio, they had completely lied and got him fired, I said, I not only want, this is it for me. Ted needs a home, and one thing he's going to be doing is illustrating my next, and animating. We're going to be doing animations of my next film, which will be coming out next year on on the theft of the upcoming election. But really grab a hold of his stuff. Steal back your vote. It's going to be thrown in for free, the comic book with the
Snowden graphic novel.
Illustrated biography of Ed Snowden called Snowden by Ted Rall, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Pallas saying, pick up the phone.
That's
now.
Right.
Or go to KBOO, what is it?
.fm.
KBOO.fm. That's pretty easy to remember. KBO, you know, one letter for each of your six fingers. KBOO.fm.
That's right. If you're at work, there's the way to do it. You'd be a little subversive. Take some time. Quickly
type
it in.
With like pornography or something, so no one will know what you're actually doing. KBOO.fm or 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, $75 minimum donation for Snowden or the book by Greg Pallas, Bobby Kennedy, and Ted Rall, illustrated. The comic book Steal Back Your Vote, throwing that in because it's so important to know how they're going to steal the next election. It's nice to know before they do it so we, you know, stop complaining. Instead, we start doing it. And by the way, Rall is also at this moment in the midst of finishing up his biography of Bernie Sanders.
He's
a very prolific guy. And I'm not talking Sanders might be prolific, but Ted Rall is fantastically prolific. And you want to support his work. And like I say, he's not making money off that. Supporting his work means reading his stuff, understanding what this brilliant investigative reporter who investigates with and puts out his stuff in cartoon form, which is deadly. That's why the LAPD, they don't mind all the groups like Black Lives Matter, carping. They say, oh, you can ignore that. But there's something about seeing a cartoon in the LA Times that gets right under their skin.
Thick
and they had
hide.
To get rid of him.
Yeah.
It was a organized hit. It was a media assassination, and shame on the L.A. Times for giving into this. And it's a shame that the L.A. Times, which used to be probably the best of America's big metropolitans, had just grabbed its ankles as soon as the cops screamed. But I know why. Just so you know, if people wonder how this stuff works, clearly, they had gotten straight to the publisher, this guy who was just fired, actually, by the parent company. They got into the publisher, and you know what the LAPD can do. Local papers live and die off, basically, you know, crimes, car crashes, etc. Mm-hmm. If they lose access to the police PR, their local news is dead. So they, in other words, the police can manipulate the news. They can silence their critics. They could shape the news the way that they wanted. There was another police killing in Los Angeles just before Rall was fired, which he didn't get a chance to write about, in Venice, California. A homeless man was simply gunned down. And I've written about it. If you go to my site, gregpallas.com, you can see this story. And there was nothing in the L.A. Times about it. It was a black homeless veteran and who was gunned down unarmed in Venice, and the LA Times didn't cover it because they're scared of the police.
Yeah.
But how about a station which is not afraid of the police?
We don't back down here, but I just want to jump in here for a second because I did want to let folks know that Ted Rall will be coming to Portland. He's going to be here October 1st, that's a Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at Powell's, and that's going to be the one on Hawthorne Boulevard, 3723 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. And he'll be talking about, guess what? Snowden, a graphic novel. So here's your chance. Call in now, dial 877-500-5266. Tell one of our lovely volunteers that you want to become a member or you want to renew your membership at a minimum level of $75. We're going to send you the Snowden book. As you've heard, Greg is sweetening the deal by throwing in another work that he and Raul worked on regarding the theft of elections. That'll be part of the package as well. You'll be primed and ready to go see Ted on October 1st, as well as helping to support an organization which, as Greg has stated, is one of the few lights out there willing to cover the stories that aren't getting covered elsewhere. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click on that little button up there that says give, and it'll walk you through the process automatically as well. But it's really important. You know, we only come to you a few times a year. We tell you, you know, what's going on, letting you know and how it's going, and ask for your support. We don't bombard you with commercials. We're not being bought out by corporate interests. So we have to do these membership drives in order to keep going and doing what we're doing. So come on, step up, give us a call, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. I've been hearing phones ringing out there, but it now sounds like it's a little bit quiet. So let's hear some phone rings right now. Whether it's
Greg Palace saying, this is the moment, 877-500-KBOO. You're going to get the book, the graphic book, Snowden. It's graphic in every way. It's drawn, and it's brilliantly graphic, and it's funny, and it's colorful. It's really just a super cool book. And Snowden by Ted Rall. And I'm throwing in our comic book, the Ted Rall, Bobby Kennedy, Greg Palace comic book, Steal Back Your Vote. I'm going to donate all those to the station. That's very important to me that I support KBOO. Like I say, I get paid. I have Al Jazeera. I've got BBC. I'm worldwide. People say, gee, you know, I'm always told in the U.S. that I'm outside the mainstream. No, the U.S. media is outside the mainstream. I'm sorry. The Guardian is the mainstream. BBC is the mainstream. These little podunk outfits like NBC News, you know, or like CBS, you know, which is just that eyeball on the corporate rectum of Viacom, though I guess they were just split, is very, very different business than what we have with KBOO, which is the real thing, the real news.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, people, unfortunately, I think because of the geography of our country, we're isolated. We don't see just how isolated we are news-wise, just what a sorry state the mainstream press is in right now, and probably will continue to be in, which is makes it so important to be supporting.
So you have your choice.
Yeah.
The lamestream or the brainstream by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. $75 donation gets you the Snowden book by Ted Rall, the comic book by Rall, Palast, and Kennedy, and that's the brainstream, not the lamestream. That's the real thing, and that's why you need KBOO. And I just got word that Ted has to take his sick mother to the hospital immediately.
Not good.
So I'm sorry that he won't be joining us. So let's give some support. He really is sorry that he can't be on the line, but you know, family first there on that one.
Yeah, best
and
wishes
our
to his mother.
With Ted and his mom right now. I want you to be filling your brain with his brain food. 877-500-5266. Ted Rawls, Snowden plus the comic book, Steal Back Your Vote. And you know, let me. Oh, by the way, I want to give some news to people. As long as it's on your show, I know that I came out there and as a premium, you've previously used my investigative detective novel, pulp nonfiction called Vultures and Vote Wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
It has a story, including the story, the real, like you say, the real story of British Petroleum, and that you don't get on the petroleum broadcast system. And it had the story of the fight against Arctic drilling, which seems to have been lost. Our president, who's against global warming, except that he wants to drill and is allowing drilling in the Arctic. They were drilling in the Arctic. He's approved drilling in the Arctic at a place called Kaktovik, which is a main Eskimo and Inuit center above the Arctic Circle. A lot of militants up there call themselves Eskimo, by the way. The leader of the militant Eskimo, the chief of the Eskimo up there above the Arctic Circle, was a tremendous leader named Etok, great whale hunter who passed away on this past month. I've written about him in my book. You'll see him in my films. He passed away this month on a whale hunt. You know, it's like if you've got a problem, a heart problem or something on the ice out there, you can't call 911. So he passed away on a whale hunt this month. And I just want to, if you were reading in Vulture's Picnic about the Etok, who called me every name that can't be repeated over the air when I suggested, well, what's wrong? Why should we be saving Eskimo Inuit culture? After all, what's it based on? It's based on just, you know, hunting down endangered species and eating them. He said, you SOB redneck, blah, blah, blah. It's you blank sucker, and you, And see, he had invited me up to the Arctic because I work for BBC, and he wanted to give a message to the Queen of England, because he was a head of state as leader of the Eskimo up there. He says, you know, we've never called it the Free Republic of the Arctic. He didn't recognize it as the United States. He called us Americans. But he wanted to give a message to the Queen of England and BP planning to drill in the Arctic. He wanted to suggest where the Queen could put her oil derrick.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, it wouldn't fit, but there's a lot of people who pay to see her try. So if you want to get the real information, you won't get these stories anywhere except on your station, KBOO. And if the Portland police call up and complain about their coverage, and I know that you've got great activists out there like Joanne, like Nancy Newell up there in Portland fighting police mischief. I know that KBOO is actually saying, oh, we can't have Ted Rall anymore. Please complain. We can't have Greg Palast anymore. You know, British Petroleum complained. And by the way, there's an American financier. I did the story on what's called these financial vultures, who called up BBC and said, we have a file on Greg Palast. And BBC said, well, obviously he has a file on you, so we're still running his investigations. And they didn't give in, but you know that those calls were made all over the United States, and I had stories spiked everywhere. I had an AP reporter who said, for the first time in his 30-year career, he got a call, do not cover any of Greg Palast's stuff. This is the first time in his career he's told not to cover a story.
Shameful.
That won't happen. You're hearing me uncovered. KBOO, this is Greg Palast saying, call right now, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, $75 minimum donation. Get the Snowden graphic comic book biography by Ted Rall Snowden, and we'll throw in the comic book Steal Back Your Vote.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't been hearing any phones ringing, so let's check in with Joe and see what's going on, Joe.
Hey, well, actually, phones are ringing, but we really could welcome more calls. Here's the deal. We're trying to get monthly contributions from bank accounts because it creates a steady cash stream. But any amount of money dumped right now on the phone would be more than welcome. And the number, I don't want to make this clear because, Greg, you skipped the numbers, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. The last four, of course, is KBOO. This effort, this action taken by you now ensures that you will be hearing the true word, the good news, and it's pretty bad, with people like Greg Palast, where we, as a station, all volunteer except for a tiny staff, are working hard to tell you the truth, to present the realities both locally, nationally, and I have to say internationally. And on top of all that, the best music programming in the region. And that is not in any sense an exaggeration. I want to thank some people. I want to thank Linda from Clackamas, Ron from Battleground, Denny from Ridgefield. These are Washington folk. Ariadna from St. Paul, Judith, who's renewing, and Joseph is another renewer from Vancouver. Dave, renewer from Vancouver. Annie, from renewing from Camas. And Susan, who is renewing from, I don't know where. Anyway.
Wow. What's wrong with Portland here? Portland.
Yeah, where's the Portland
action? Vancouver is shaming you. Come on,
Portland,
let's hear those phones.
No, I really am glad. People are calling. You should be calling. If you get a busy signal, it's a good sign. Keep calling. Punch that redial button and make it happen. I just gave $100.
All right, Joe.
And you know how stingy I am.
Wow, I was wondering what that pained expression was on your face.
Well, that is the loss of money sliding away.
You know, Joe, one thing I did want to say is that, you know, we just don't bring bad news. We also are the only station that's reporting the victories of struggles of real people. You know, we don't care what Donald Trump does. We don't care what the other 1% does. We are reporting on the efforts of people just like you out there who are listening right now to face up and deal with the empire, to fight the power structure, to try to get a little bit of justice in this world. And that's getting reported here, not on the local TV station or the local other local radio stations. And certainly, as Greg would agree, nowhere in national media is that happening. But it is happening here. So it also revitalizes the spirit by listening to KABU because, yeah, it can get pretty grim out there, but we know that people just like you, just like everybody else around here in KABU, are out there doing what they can to change things, to make it a better world. So give us, you know, support those efforts. Help us spread those stories, not only of what's going wrong, but how we're fighting back. Call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or go online to kboo.fm. You hit the give button. It'll walk you through the process. And if you go for a minimum pledge of $75, and hey, you know, break it down. I don't want to do the math here because I'm not a math major, but that's not a lot of money per month. But $75, you get a copy of Ted Rawls' book, Snowden, a graphic novel, and you get a copy of Greg Palast, Ted Rawl, and
Bobby Kennedy's
collaborative effort about how elections are getting stolen. But First step is pick up that phone.
And can I make a pitch to the Vancouverians, my Canadian brothers, because I'm going to tell you a story in quick order that was censored in Canada. So, you know, so we're beaming over special information you can't get in Canada. This is a censored story. I'm not kidding you. Barrick Gold Mining of Canada. Okay, I did a report for the Guardian, and it was repeating my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And what I found out, Barrick Gold Mining had hired a guy named George Bush Sr. after he was president. Now, what do you want to use president for anyway? They hired our youth president. Why did that happen? Well, two things. Number one, because just before George Herbert Walker Bush left office, his administration signed off on the sale of the largest gold mine property in North America, in Nevada, to Barrick Gold Mining, run by a billionaire named Peter Munk, okay, out of Canada. And then right after that, the U.S. government gave Barrick Gold Mining a claim stake in the largest gold mine in North America for $10,000, allowed them to take control of that property under an ancient mining law, which was never allowed to, which no one could ever apply to a big corporation. The Bush administration allowed Barrick Gold Mine get billions, literally billions of dollars of gold for $10,000. And right after that, Bush was paid a fortune months later by Barrick Gold Mining. And what Barrick Gold Mining said is they sued the Guardian for my reporting this story. Because they said, a reasonable person might think that Barrick Gold Mining getting billions of dollars of free gold might be connected to George Bush, and George Bush getting millions of dollars from Barrick Gold, that those two things might be connected.
Oh, it's just a coincidence. My.
So what's happened is I refuse to back down. You know, I refuse to back down. And the thing is, that because I refused to back down, that story about Barrick Gold Mining getting the American public, okay, Barrick Gold got the gold, mm-hmm. Peter Munk in Canada, Barrick Gold got the gold, the George Bush Sr. got the job, and the public got the shaft, okay? They get the gold mine, we get the shaft. I put that in my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and therefore, my publisher was too scared to issue my book in Canada, and unless I took out that chapter, and I said, I'm not taking out that chapter. No way. And so you can hear it now. A book, the story that you weren't allowed to hear or see in Canada. You're hearing it now from KBOO, so I want every Vancouverian to call everyone across that border to say thank you for bringing us this information. And by the way, your man Mulroney was put on the Barrick Gold board too, and he was part of the political game that got them the gold mine where we got the shaft. You're going to call right now, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Make that, become a monthly sustainer or better, or just as good. $75 minimum donation, get the Snowden graphic book by Ted Rall, the biography of Ed Snowden called Snowden by Ted Rall. Get that as a thank you gift, and I'm throwing in, donating myself, the comic book, Steal Back Your Vote by Ted Rall, Greg Palast, Bobby Kennedy. Make that $75 minimum donation, please, in U.S. 75. Will you take Canadian? I guess you'll take Canadian.
We'll take euros. We'll take any currency that can be exchanged. And if that's not enough, if
I
that's
take euros.
Well, I wouldn't either, but or Bitcoin. But if that's not enough, just listen to what's coming up this morning. Here's the sort of thing you're supporting when you pledge to KBOO. At 9, it's Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell, covering stories that literally you're not supposed to know. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Flashpoint, an in-depth look at the U.S. nuke deal with Iran. And the big media fails to tie hundreds of civilian casualties in Yemen to the U.S. and U.S. intelligence. At 11 on Between the Covers, local author Patsy Kullberg talks about her new novel, Girl in the River, a portrait of the intimate lives of women during one of the most corrupt periods in Portland history. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, the director of the Northwest Animation Festival discusses the future of independent animation in Oregon and around the world. All that coming up just this morning. And then, of course, there'll be terrific music in the afternoon. All that's possible because we have members who support us, who keep this station going. If you're not a member, now's the time. Dial 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. And Joe will tell you more why that's so important.
I certainly will. First of all, what you're hearing is groundbreaking, because if you go to one of the television stations or the radio stations in the commercial marketplace, you will hear blather. You will hear lies. You will hear distortions. And you will not hear facts. There's no who, what, where, when, how, and why. It's really bad. So we don't even have a competitor. What we're doing is actually reporting the news, reporting the facts, reporting the realities behind what is passing for news. So in essence, KBOO is a valid and important source of information. The Oregonians collapsed into grossness. There's not a lot of choices. And we lead the pack, and we give you the truth, and you want that truth, you need that truth. It is a salvation item. So I just want to emphasize that the best way to contribute to this station, not the only way, hey, you don't want to dump some money on us, we more than welcome it, and it in fact is encouraged, but if you can make a monthly contribution of $5, $10, $15, or $20 or more dollars per month, it won't hurt. You won't feel it. You won't know that it's even happened unless you really pay attention. And in the process of that, you create a steady cash stream for the station. So do that now. Make a contribution. Make a commitment on a monthly basis or a single contribution. 877-500-5266. And by the way, Greg, there's two Vancouvers. You got to watch out on that one. Okay.
I didn't want to discourage contributions from Vancouver, BC.
Vancouver, BC is good.
There'll be three, so I got to watch out.
877-500-5266. You're listening to Greg Palast. You don't hear him elsewhere. You know, this is really true. Greg has been shut out of markets because he tells the truth. Many, many of the stories that we have here come from him and for others who are crusading journalists. And I guess I should do this. I could thank Marius and Brian and Marilyn and Linda and Peter and Kathy and Beverly and Colin and Carol. So many people making contributions, making this station thrive, making this station give you the truth. And you want that. You want that along with the best in music. That is KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. 866. Won't you make your commitment right now? Because this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Exactly.
Or perhaps I exaggerate. Anyway, certainly a contribution now is more than welcome. And if you can do it out of a bank account with a monthly commitment, that would be swell as well.
And you know, we only have about 12 minutes left to the program, so that window to get that premium is getting smaller and smaller.
Really?
You make a minimum pledge of $75, we're going to send you a copy of Ted Rall's new graphic novel, Snowden, as well as, thanks to Greg Palast, a copy of the collaborative effort of Ted Rall, Greg Palast, and Bobby Kennedy on producing a book about the theft of elections. So you get all that for $75. You help this organization continue doing what it's been doing so well, which is casting a light in those corners where the powers that be kind of, you know, like to hide like cockroaches. And, you know, just kind of keeps the struggle going. So call now, 877-500-5266, or go online to kbo.fm. We've had a lot of people call in during this 50 minutes or so we've been on the air. We want more. We want to hear that phone ringing nonstop. So please, 877-500-5266, kbo.fm, and click on Give. Greg.
Yes. Well, by the way, I want to thank Carol and Colin and Peter and Marilyn and Brian and everyone else who calls in. This is Greg Palast saying, I really want to personally thank you. You know, we have, I work for a not-for-profit subscriber-funded station called the British Broadcasting Corporation. People don't realize we are not actually a government agency. We're listener-sponsored. Our difference is that if you turn on a radio or you turn on the TV, we have radio trucks that go down the street. If you haven't given us your £100 for the year, we kick in your door and we take your TV and your radio. I'm not kidding, we do. Now, I've suggested this to KBOO, but they have said, no, we're going to trust. We really do in England. I got to tell you, KBOO is extraordinary. And I don't want to insult other stations around here, but I actually do think it's just about the best of the public community stations in the United States. It's actually a light unto the nation, and it's certainly a great signal. And you know, you're getting flashpoints. I just heard. I mean, fantastic stuff. Democracy Now. You got stuff that you just are not going to get anywhere else. That busts through the electronic Berlin Wall. You're not going to get Greg Palast. I just got off the phone with I was getting the major networks of Europe and England and all over the world are bidding for this next film I'm going to be doing with Ted Rall. But not in the United States. I'm going to bounce right off the electronic Berlin Wall. If you want to bring my voice in, if you want to get Ted Rall's voice and pen into the American mainstream and bloodstream, or you know, into the real stream, into the brain stream, then you're going to call 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KABU. You're going to make a minimum donation of $75, U.S. tax deductible. Better than, you know, better a donation than another few
pretty
bucks
good,
for the Drone Ranger.
How are you?
And okay. Please call now. This is the moment. I'm going to throw in Steal Back Your Vote, the comic book by Rall, Palast, and Kennedy. And if you want to know the Ted Rall story, if you missed it at the beginning, Rall was fired a few weeks ago by the Los Angeles Times because he was writing tremendous investigative stories and investigative cartooning about the LAPD. The LAPD sent a fake phony tape saying he had fabricated a story. We got the tape cleared up. It turns out the LAPD had literally faked a tape recording. Our police committing the crime of fraud. It's a crime. By the way, that's a crime. The LAPD, a criminal enterprise, was able to get their journalist critic fired by the LA Times. If that's the type of reporting you want, fine, don't call. But if what you want is something where if the Portland police call, the LAPD or Exxon or BP or anyone else calls, KBOO does not back down. This is really serious. This is important. This is unbought, unbossed radio. KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266,
comics and biography. It's a full-length book, actually, of Ed Snowden by Ted Roth, of her own comic book, by Ken Wallace and Roth.
It's so chilling agencies within the power structure that are able to silence, that are able to press. And of course, with the press going so much, of course, with the press going so much, the types going along leases out and read them as press releases out. It just goes back to saying just what an asset we have here at WBO. We keep blowing our only horn a while, but I'm just amazed here, but when we go around and go outside the door again to see the sorry state of local radio, sorry state of local radio, we really have something remarkable here. We really have something for people like Greg Allen and all those other true investigators, all those other true to share their words, or to get the word out there, where it's not going to happen unless it's not going to happen. We have your support. So that means we have 877. That means 500-5200. 877-500-5200. Yes, I want to support and stay free, yes, independent community radio station until then, like it is. Community radio station. I want to be a cable member. And I tell you, be a cable member. Do it at $75. We send you a copy of $75 book, as well as the Ted Roth book, Palace Roll, Kennedy book, about stealing election book. All that happens when you become a member and you sustain community radio. So, Joe, how's it going out there?
It's going amazingly well. But some of you out there making a call, making a commitment, making it possible for the station to thrive,
making it possible for the station to thrive,
an opportunity for you to give a monthly contribution or one big chunk of change, exists at this moment.
Exists at this moment.
It's free. Won't you make a call?
It's free.
877-500-5266. That's
877-566.
You know when you do that, you'll light. It will suffuse. It will glow. Your entire soul will be elevated. It will be light. You will feel so good. And you will feel so good that you will want to do it again.
That's right.
You'll have a smile on your face, a melody in your heart, and you'll have a copy of Snowden's book, as well as the Palace Brawl, as well as the book, Palace Brawl, you dial in right now, 877-500-5266, and say, please, make me a member. And I just want to remind folks again, we did not have a Brawl scandal to be with us this morning. However, his mother is ill. He's having to deal with that emergency. And we wish his mother and his family well. Ted will be in Portland Thursday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Powell's at 3723 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Southeast Portland to do readings and talk about his new book. So now's the chance. Get the book, bone up on it, head to the talk October 1st and be able to get it autographed, as well as be able to ask him really good questions. So
And I know Ted is going to be asking people who here is a member of KBOO. He will be doing that. He wants to know.
Names.
We're taking names.
And thank you, too. And I really mean it. It's very important to us. You know, like I say, Ted and I don't get paid to do this. In fact, we donate our stuff. Because it's the only way we can get our voice through the electronic Berlin Wall. This is Greg Palast asking you. I'll send you the comic book, steal back your vote. We'll give you the book in comic form.
Hello.
A comic book form called Snowden by Ted Rall, the real story of a great hero.
I'm all right.
Yep. Is that Rolf?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I'll be getting
well, we seem to have some other conversations going on at the moment. That's okay. Yes, as Greg has said, he's throwing in some freebies here. So we need you to dial 877-500-5266. And you know, it'd be great to get 10 calls in the last 3 minutes. Come on, we can do that. 10 people, call in and become sustaining members. You've got just about 3 minutes to do that. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. But let's finish this program on a real high note. It's been a great hour. I have Greg here once again telling us how he's raising hell around the world. It's been great to talk about Ted Rall. We wish he'd been able to make it here in person, but knowing the work he's doing is amazing. So we're winding down, Greg. I'm going to have to say so long because we're almost out of time. Always good talking with you, brother.
It's always wonderful to help out KBOO, and please catch Ted on October 1st. Bring your book, and most important, tell him that Greg sent you, that Greg Palast sent you to go see him at Powell's on October 1st, and that you are a member. But please tell him, and I'm a member of KBOO. He'll be very happy to hear that, because that's what keeps us alive. 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast, proudly reporting for KBOO FM.
You take care now, Greg. And this is Dave Mazza with Voices from the Edge. We're going to be moving on now next to Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. But in the meantime, call 877-500-5266 and get in on that deal for a copy of Ted Rawls' book. You all have a good day now.
I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that glitter is gold. After story had never been.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station.
Stand up for your right.
Pledge drive underway just before 9 o'clock, a minute beforehand. We're about an hour away from Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Then at 10:15 today on Flashpoints, an in-depth look at the U.S. nuke deal with Iran. And the big media falls to tie hundreds of civilian casualties in Yemen to the U.S. and U.S. intelligence. At 11 on Between the Covers, local author Patsy Kullberg talks about her new novel, Girl in the River, a portrait of the intimate lives of women during one of the most corrupt periods in Portland history. And then at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, the director of the Northwest Animation Festival discusses the future of independent animation in Oregon and around the world. That's all coming up right after Press Watch. It's news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell right after this.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.